This is Ozarks at Large. Under federal coronavirus pandemic guidelines, meat packing and food processing workers in Arkansas and other states are deemed essential and remain on the job. A new Arkansas workers' rights group claims as coronavirus spreads inside Tyson food facilities, little is known about the consequences or how the company is responding. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Last week, during a torrential rainstorm, a dozen Latinx activists stood at the gate of a Tyson poultry slaughterhouse in Springdale, chanting, semi-tractor trailers packed with live chickens rumbling by. Magali Licoli, co-founder of Venceremos, an Arkansas poultry workers' rights organization, waived petitions signed by 170 workers inside the plant, trying to catch the plant manager's attention.
One of the huge concerns is like there is no transparency with the plants about the COVID-19 positive cases in each plant. So we have seen outbreaks in a lot of the plants. So the workers don't want this to happen in this plant. They want to feel protected. They want that the company do the right thing.
Testing and tracing any worker for infection to control viral outbreaks at the plants and in communities. Tyson Foods declined to disclose the number of infected employees for this report, laboring in 123 meatpacking and food processing facilities in the U.S. Of those, the company says three plants have temporarily closed down due to coronavirus outbreaks. Nicole stood at the gate in pouring rain for a half hour. The plant manager refused to come out. He called the police instead. The cop said he would take the petitions off her hands and deliver them. She refused. She still has the petitions in her possession.
And I'm sorry, I don't recall exactly where the first documented case was.
Hector Gonzalez, Senior Vice President of Human Resources at Tyson Foods, spoke to us for this report via phone conference on Sunday.
I want to start by telling you that we're extremely grateful for the work our team members are doing. There are more than 116,000 team members working extremely hard to fulfill our critical role of feeding people across the country. We've been meeting daily on this particular topic since early January and have been working diligently to protect our team members during this ever-changing situation that's extremely fluid.
Gonzalez says Tyson formed a coronavirus task force early on and was the first food processor in the U.S. to screen workers for infection. Presently, the company is installing 150 infrared walk-through temperature scanners, he says, and are checking for other coronavirus symptoms.
We began requiring protective face coverings several weeks ago before the CDC recommended that practice in combating this virus.
Provided by the company, he says, which is also educating diverse workers in best practices in Marshallese, Spanish, Laotian, and other languages. And all plants are cleaned to exceed USDA standards.
From a social distancing standpoint, one of the most important measures one can take, and we've taken that very seriously and have for a number of weeks, been working on installing workstation dividers made of plexiglass and other materials meant to serve as a barrier given the close proximity in which team members work.
Break rooms and locker rooms are also spaced out now, and the company's erecting tents to create more room. Company medical benefits are available to all Tyson workers, he says.
We did waive the waiting period for any team member who was out ill due to COVID-19 or the flu. We also waived co-pays, co-insurance expenses and deductibles for any COVID-19 related testing. And we also eliminated any red tape involved with the approval of testing, as well as relaxed refill rules around prescription drugs for maintenance meds. So our goal is to ensure that our team members have their meds, especially during this very busy time. And we learned early on that clinics were crowded. So we also waived co-pays for the use of any of our doctor on demand functionality. So again, in an interest to provide more options.
Gonzalez says access to coronavirus testing has been expedited for workers in collaboration with medical providers. Attendance policies have also been relaxed to encourage workers to stay home if sick, eliminating the waiting period for eligibility on short-term disability benefits so workers can receive coronavirus or flu sick pay. But by phone on Sunday, workers' rights advocate Magali Licoli says, in the event of an outbreak, workers tell her they want facilities shut down immediately and all workers placed on paid quarantine. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Friday, Tyson Foods provided tours of two Northwest Arkansas poultry processing facilities, revealing safety measures and social distancing efforts to an entourage of federal and state officials to share best industry practices, according to a press release issued today.